This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Ecuadorian presidential candidate and outspoken anti-corruption activist has been shot and killed in the South American country's capital. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Witness video captured the slaying of 59-year-old Fernando Villavicencio as he was leaving a political rally in the capital, Quito, with multiple shots fired into a vehicle he was entering. Throngs of security surrounded the hospital where Villavicencio was pronounced dead. Soon after, authorities said the gunman also died from his injuries. Ecuador's president says he believes organized crime is behind the assassination, a thought echoed by the candidate's friend who spoke with reporters.
Las mafias sabían.
Villavicencio, an anti-corruption candidate, was one of eight in the August 20th presidential vote, although he was not the front runner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China's foreign ministry says it has lodged solemn representations with the United States over President Joe Biden's newest moves to restrict U.S. investment in Chinese technology. President Biden signed an executive order Wednesday that directs the Treasury Department to restrict certain U.S. investments in sensitive high-tech sectors, including semiconductors, quantum computing, and artificial intelligence. The order is part of Biden's push to revive American manufacturing after decades of decline. A spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry told reporters Thursday in Beijing that Biden's order seriously deviates from the market economy and fair competition principles the U.S. has always promoted. The restrictions are expected to take effect next year. Leaders of Niger's military junta met with two Nigerian envoys on the eve of a crucial summit of Niger's West African neighbors. The junta had rejected many diplomatic overtures since overthrowing President